This is episode 49 of Eye on Digital Marketing. Welcome back to the podcast. Don't forget, you can follow us on social media at More Visibility, one word, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Today, I am joined by Catherine Stewart, Senior Client Strategist. Catherine, welcome back to the podcast. You were just here not too long ago.
Thank you, Chuck. It's great to be here.
And sharing some more helpful information with us. You sent me this topic a little while ago, and I was like, this is a good one because I have a lot of clients who actually have PDFs on their site. Some of them have a lot of PDFs on their site. And this is a question that we've gotten before, like kind of like, what do you do with PDFs? Are they valuable? How do search engines look at them? So just to set the stage, Catherine, before you go into details about some of the things that you should optimize in terms of PDFs on your site and what you've seen, I think you made a great point when we were kind of game planning this agenda, is this is not necessarily like a huge game changer, but it shouldn't also be overlooked, because if you do it correctly, it can move the needle for you. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And also to qualify that engines are not able to crawl password protected or encrypted PDFs. So if that's the state of your PDFs, the tips I'm about to share unfortunately won't help your PDFs to be discovered.
So we're talking about PDFs on your website that you can click and it's going to open maybe in the same window or a different window, but they're not password protected, they're not secured, they're just open pages. And a lot of times when you click on that, you do get that new kind of browser window. And I think a lot of people who are building their sites are kind of thinking as this PDF as separate or non-crawlable or something like that. But in reality, search engines can see them, correct?
And that is absolutely
there are some things you want to do. So let's start with kind of metadata, because I think that's a good place to start when people look at web pages on their site and making sure they have proper metadata. Does that work the same way with a PDF?
Absolutely. And they're very easy steps that regardless of your level of expertise with search engine marketing, you can easily achieve this. So starting with metadata, you want to be sure that the actual file name is not what is displaying in search results. And this is a step that we see time and again, but most often with like printable brochures, white papers, spec sheets, reports, case studies, all types of PDFs. So you want to make sure that you optimize the title tag. Otherwise, yes, the file name that perhaps your creative team or internal teams set, that's what's going to display in search results. And oftentimes, that's not always aligning.
It's not really pretty, right?
No,
it could be this long, drawn-out name that your team came up with. So you're saying that's probably not the best thing to show up in search, because no one's really going to know what that is sometimes, right?
Exactly. That's usually an internal file name, not something that would be that you'd want to be public facing. So when thinking of an appropriate optimized title tag, you want to use keywords that best describe the overall content in your document, as well as brevity. You want to keep your character count low.
Yeah.
Also, be sure to use hyphens to separate words, and you need to refrain from using special characters. That's a hard no. So that's great. How do you do this?
Right.
When you're in your Adobe document, click File, or if you're like me, I like the shortcuts, that would be Control D, and select Properties. And the title field, it's located within the Description tab dialog box. So you can just key in your new optimized title tag, but don't forget to click OK to save your changes. Otherwise, of course, it won't be updated.
Right. So I have my PDF now on my site. I've changed the file name so it's not this long, drawn out, perhaps internal naming convention. It's short, it's sweet, it's to the point. If someone were to look it up or see it on search, I'm good. What about things like the author, subject, keywords, like other things like that, that we could potentially look at for, you know, a web page. Does that matter in a PDF? Should I be changing or looking at that as well?
Absolutely. To your point, in addition to the document title, there are additional fields under the properties that you can optimize, which do include the author name. And this is important for, you know, spec sheets, case studies, that if the author has a good following, that you want them to be discoverable by the author name. The subject, again, it just gives more information to the user about the content of your PDF, and keywords. This is where you can list multiple keywords, those that you want to show for in the search engine results, but as well as you want to incorporate keywords that your audience will use when performing a search query. So not just the ones you want to show for, but understanding how do your users discover you, or how would they search for you. And that's always a point, even just within regular SEO, that some of our clients, you know, overlook.
Yeah, definitely. Kind of like a foundational best practice again, exactly. But not a lot of people may think about that for their PDFs.
Precisely.
What about like load time? Because we talk a lot about that for design development projects, and when we're evaluating a client's site, saying, hey, some of these elements on your page may be slowing down your load time, which then could decrease your rankings. Obviously, if you're a user on the website, everyone has a very short attention span these days. So if it takes longer than like 4 seconds to load, you start to like, you know, get puzzled, like what's going on. Are there things that you can do or enable so you can ensure that your PDF potentially does not, you know, take a long time to load? Or is there anything like that?
Absolutely, Chuck. And that's a great point, especially with all the focus on core vitals and the increase we've seen with mobile users. You can enable fast web view. And as the name suggests, this is more user-friendly. And what happens with fast web view, the PDF is restructured and allows the document to download from your web server one page at a time, rather than downloading the entire document. And this is particularly handy for those larger PDFs that would take a considerable amount of time to download. So this is great, but how do you do that? Pretty easy. Again, within your Adobe document, click Edit, or for those of you who also like shortcuts, Control-K. Then under Categories, you want to select Documents, and then look to Save Settings. You want to see if Save As optimizes for Fast Web View. I know that sounds awkward, but it's Save As optimizes for Fast Web View. Check to see if that is selected, and if it is, you're all set. Otherwise, select that box, click OK to save your changes, and off you go.
Love that, because I'm thinking in my head, I have a client who is in the e-commerce space, and they can have very long, like manual type documents for some of their products. You know, these things can be up to 7, 8, 9, 10 pages long. So if you have this fast web view enabled, from what you just described, it's going to allow that PDF to be downloaded one page at a time from your server instead of trying to do it all at once, which, you know, again, could affect your load time. So the steps you just walked through probably takes, what, 15 seconds to do?
If that.
But if that, right? But could have a pretty, you know, good impact on how your users are viewing the PDF and how search engines are actually loading it if clicked on. So I think that's great. So just to recap so far, change your file name, make sure your metadata is in place, right? Including author name, subject, keywords. Make sure you enable fast web view. Catherine, what about any actual content within the PDF? Are there things that we should be looking at? Like, for example, on a web page, I have link outs or call outs that maybe connect other pages or connect other sources. Should I be, you know, looking at that and making sure that's optimized in my PDF as well?
Absolutely. As we do know that search engine bots can read anchor text. So you want to make sure that you enable these on your web page, as well as link outs from your PDF. So you want to link to the PDF from other pages on your website, as many as are relevant. And this is important because it signals the search engines that this PDF is important content and should be indexed and shown in results for those relevant keywords. We also believe that you should, whenever possible, link within your PDF back to your website. And sadly, this is a step I often see overlooked, and I feel that at minimum, you should link your business name back to your homepage so that you're making it easier for users to enable and view other content within your website. It's really amazing how many times you'll see just a flat PDF without any links and no way to get back to the main website if someone clicked on it directly from a search engine result.
Yeah, which is why I wanted to ask that question, because if we're thinking about PDFs like we would think about a regular web page, obviously internal linking and things like that are very important. But oftentimes I'm clicking on PDFs and it appears to be just that, like a flat image PDF where there are no anchor links or links within the text. So you're saying at minimum, which I agree with, at minimum, make sure you're linking back to your actual brand, like homepage, website, right? And what about tracking? So I think, you know, if I'm taking time to optimize a PDF, then I imagine it's of somewhat importance to me. So should I also be tracking engagement and events on PDFs?
Absolutely. We recommend tracking PDF clicks and downloads within Google Analytics or if you're using Adobe as events so that you can understand what content users are most interested in. And this provides additional data points that can inform content marketing strategies such as new or expanded web page content, blog posts that your users would find interesting and valuable. It just gives you more data to understand content that's relevant or is emerging, or to also help you understand audience preferences as well.
Yeah, love that. So, you know, again, if you have a large website, you have PDFs on your website, I don't think we're telling you to maybe place this as the highest priority and immediately stop everything and go and optimize. But again, Catherine, you just went over some great tips that take seconds. Some of these things take seconds to do. So I don't think it could hurt to possibly pull a list of all the current PDFs you have on your website, maybe even see if you need all of them. There could be a lot of old documents that you want to get rid of. And the ones that are core to your business, core to your website, it would be beneficial to take some time and optimize them. Again, looking at your metadata, enabling that fast web view, making sure that any links on there are appropriate, linking back to the right place, working. And then last, certainly not least, make sure you track it. So, Catherine, I appreciate you stopping by and sharing this, you know, with us today, because I think there's a lot of people out there who have PDFs on their site and they ask us all the time, what do I do with it? Should I be concerned with it? Can search engines see this? And the answer is yes. And you should probably optimize it correctly, right?
So, of course.
If you would like any more information on how we could help with your PDFs or just generally your overall SEO strategy, you can contact us at info@morevisibility.com. Catherine, always a pleasure. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Chuck.